One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review.
Yeah!
The Video Game Review.
What?
The Video Game Review.
Ha!
The Video Game Review.
What?
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review.
Don't be hating.
The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review.
Keep it real.
The Video Game Review.
All righty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. What is going on with you? What is going on with y'all? This is what we do with this show, is we talk about video games. And being that I'm on all these great sports networks, you think that maybe it would just be sports video games, but it's not. It's all video games on all platforms and handheld and PC and arcade and whichever way you want to go. I'm here for you. I had Pong when it came out. I wasn't that old, but I go back and I've been playing video games for a long time. I believe life would only be half as good without video games. And that's why I'm hosting this show. And as we are in the golden age of video games, that doesn't mean there's still a lot of junk out there. So what do you think is good? You're my unpaid correspondent. Come on in and get heard at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. It gets you in and gets you heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. You know, just yesterday I was in Boston and I went to the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Just flew back to San Francisco today, and it's just a little reminder about this country is pretty great, and the best thing about this country, video, well, maybe not video games, but they're in the top 10. All right, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, those are all ways of listening to the show as well. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, that's another way to listen. American Forces Radio Network, as I bow down, speaking of our troops listening on AFN. I'm a fan of yours. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We're going to give away a brand new game at 40 after just over a half hour. We'll also tell you the new releases as well. I say we, I mean me. And we're on Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211 in progress. Whoop, whoop. Out there as well. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle if you want to get to me that way. So we just have an hour. Let's get it going right after this quick break on the Video Game Review.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The Bay Area's favorite tribute to Tom Petty. Petty Theft brings their 20th anniversary tour to the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, Saturday, April 8th. Petty Theft, for an evening celebrating the music of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Petty Theft.
A show not to miss.
Tickets are on sale now. Available at mystictheater.com.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and coming to you from San Francisco on Sports Byline USA, also on SB Nation as well, SBNationLive.com. However which way you're getting us, there are a lot of, I mean, sometimes I'll just, you ever Google your own name, and amazing how many different places will just take the feed. And you know what, we're more than happy. You know, however which way you can get us, we're more than happy. You can quote-unquote, steal the show. We're okay with it. We want everybody to hear it and participate. If you're listening right now, is this live? It is. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, and everyone in between. Questions, comments, or concerns. Sometimes I interview people in the industry, developers and such, and today's show's wide open. So don't be shy at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no blah, you ugly. All right. Those of you who listen to my show a lot know that I do have an Index, which is an outstanding VR setup. And it was not cheap. And I have been looking for something that will justify forking out more cash. And whenever I hear there's an RPG VR, and I've fooled around with the Bethesda one, but if you've been waiting patiently for VR to get you off the couch and start, you know, doing the histrionics of your arms, there's a game called Asgard's Wrath 2. It is a very ambitious game. It's sandbox. And not only is it a game that's better than its first, as I said, two, but you think about how an RPG would look in virtual reality, and you think, well, you know, as cool as virtual reality is, it stunts the growth of the game. It holds you back. You're not as able to do as many things. It's more clunky. And to a certain extent, that is true in a little bit. But this is a game that has about 100 hours of runtime. There are four playable characters, and they are very different from each other. And trying to master all of them is part of the fun. I was reading an article by Travis Northrup over at IGN and what he thought about it as well. And I'll just say that he liked it because he gave it a 10. He gave it a 10 out of 10. That's that's not something to take lightly. When you think about IGN giving 10 out of 10s, the first one they ever gave was Ocarina of Time. That's The Legend of Zelda on the N64. They did it for Pokemon Red and Blue. They did it for when Zelda got on the DX. They got it to Soul Calibur. I remember they gave it 10 out of 10 to Mario Golf. That was a Game Boy Color game. Suffice to say, they don't give it out too much. And that's why when saw that review, I was like, whoa. Not like, wow, but just, whoa. It's two different things. So, Asgard's Wrath 2, as I said, this is now going to be the gold standard and compete with some of the best games anywhere, really. And I got to tell you what it is. Four playable characters, a lot of deep RPG mechanics, and you put on the headset for a half hour, maybe an hour, and all the combat and exploration and puzzles and a lot going on. Now, a lot of times, you know, it sort of takes a toll when if you play a lot of VR, you're kind of like sweaty and the impression of the goggles is seared into your face for 2 days. The fact that there's an excellent roguelite mode, one could easily use dozens of hours in as well. That's kind of thrown in. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that was thrown in. But Asgard's Wrath 2 is, like I said, it's a game changer. And this is a game that's going to be winning awards for sure. But if you look back at the original Asgard's Wrath, and this was on consoles and PC, it was pretty particularly crafted for VR at that point. And that game was mostly nines. But it takes all the parts of the Bethesda games and the Nintendo games and sort of reimagines them for VR from the ground up. So you play as a god who possesses mortals to help them fulfill your wishes. And you'll go to a lot of open area worlds and deserts and spooky Hades type places, dungeons, loot chests. You can also socialize at the hideouts with your NPCs you befriend along the way if you want. You can even, just like every single game like this, you can go fishing. Of course, it's going to give you a fishing rod. As I said, Nintendo elements, right? And so the thing that might hold you back is it doesn't look as good. That doesn't mean it doesn't look good. I'm just saying it doesn't look as good as some running on high-end hardware. But remember, you don't judge a book by its cover. I judge a game on one criterion, and that is it fun? But it's kind of pushing the limits. and, you know, building on the success of its predecessor, which is still worth playing if you haven't played it, it just improves and expands on everything from combat and exploration to really more fleshed out monsters and animals, the ones that accompany you on your journey, and fighting massive bosses and dungeons and solving puzzles and running around in the open world. Like I said, it's like a classic Bethesda RPG, but it just, we've never seen this in VR. We've just never seen it. You know, controlling a god with the ability to possess and empower mortals, one that was left in a cell to rot as well. And so the good news on this game is just how many random encounters you're going to have that will really, really pull you in, and even some of the mini objectives as well. But there's one thing that when it comes to the improvement on the combat, it's really nice doing battle now and moving your arms instead of just like sort of a press and shoot type of thing that they had before. So once again, if you've been waiting for virtual reality, the wait just might be over with Asgard's Wrath. Check out the videos, check out the YouTubes, whatever you got to do. But it's a good game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tasks tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel. So many ways to listen to the show, and it's great to have you with us, and you may participate at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, as I mentioned, 1-800-878-7529. Now, I mentioned Travis Northrup. Talking about Asgard's Wrath 2. This is not, I didn't plan on making this an all VR show, and it's not, but I do have to talk about another game that is a very good VR game, and that is Resident Evil 4 Remake. This is on the, it's funny, if you look at the PlayStation Virtual Reality, the new one is the VR 2. So you have the VR 2 on the PS5, PSVR 2 on PS5. Little things like that might confuse you if you're not really into it. But look, Resident Evil 4, maybe you played the original a million times, maybe in the spring when they came out with Resident Evil 4 Remake. You played that as well, and so now we get the VR version of it. There was a VR port of the original that was 2 years ago, kind of like a Garry's Mod, but there is now a PlayStation VR 2 exclusive for the remake. And is it worth it to go back for yet another run just from the different perspective? And as it turns out, if you make an amazing horror game and then give it a VR treatment to that of the, you think about the residents of Biohazard and Village, it's amazing and even more chilling in first person. And it's a game that, I mean, the a game that came out 17 years ago, and they probably did not think that this was going to be remade twice. And when you see your hands in the VR, you're not seeing any arms, but you are getting some pretty good gunplay. Everything you love about Resident Evil 4 Remake is true in this VR mode. So, it, you know, just like playing on a flat screen, you're going to get attacked by mobs and farms with pitchforks and gross, mutated, zombie-ish livestock and dogs, and there's going to be catapults with medieval cultists launching all sorts of shrapnel and crud at you, and you're going to go on a horrific, do I call it a fishing trip? You're going to buy guns from the only English guy allowed to own firearms. And all of that is very unique and cool, but the VR just ratchets it up. And I know what that's like. Over the years, the Game Developers Conference, which is held at the Moscone Convention Center here in San Francisco every year, outside of 2020, when it was one of the first things canceled. I remember they had a guy like in Seattle and a guy like in Santa Clara here in the Bay, and they're like the first two cases of COVID, and then Sony and Microsoft and Ubisoft, they all just started canceling the Game Developers Conference, and I'm like, come on, you got to be kidding me. And then a month later, I'm driving in the middle of the Arizona desert to go to spring training, and somebody calls and goes, yeah, they canceled the NBA, the NHL, and spring training. I was like, what's going on here? Something called a pandemic. if you remember, probably do, right? But the game developers conferences over the years, and to see where VR was, and I guess I could call it its infancy to where it is now. And there's nothing like the horror. Like, I'm still waiting for somebody to invent an amazing first-person shooter for VR, and that hasn't happened yet. I mean, the one that'll play is fast and smooth. And I think the only way it would work is if you had a controller that actually looked like a gun instead of just pretending to hold one. Now, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is an amazing game, which I absolutely love. If you never played it, you can go to a gun range and you can fire everything from real guns to fantasy guns. And that's amazing. And you do feel like you're holding it. You really do. But I'm still waiting for that. But the horror thing from day one worked. I'll give you two quick examples. When I was at the GDC in, I think, 2017, maybe 2018, and the VR just started getting really good. And I remember the first time I put it on, and I was standing at the top of a building, or I was in a sub, and I couldn't believe I could like lean over and look underneath. I mean, I was just, my mind was blown. But there was this one game where I was walking down these stairs, and it was candlelit. It was in a haunted house, like some old barn thing, and it was hella scary. And I hid under this table, and then a witch put her head down and like was like, blah, well, I'm under the table. It gave me a chill. But when I first got my own VR headset, I had this one. There were a bunch of these. It was kind of like shareware back in the day, these kind of throwaway games that came with it. And I was with a couple people, and I was sitting on my couch, and I put the unit on. It was the original Oculus. And it was very good at the time. It's still good. I still love the Oculus, even though it makes me a bit nauseous sometimes. But there was a game where you were laying in bed, and you had no controls. You just could look. But you were this character. You're laying in bed. You're under the covers, and then the closet opens. And the closet opens, I see this thing coming at me, and then somebody in real life, IRL, in the room, like, grabbed my thighs, and I screamed like a little girl. I was like, blah! And then everyone laughed, because you, it's VR. You feel like you're there. That's the whole point of it. And so, as I said, Resident Evil 4 Remake was not intended to be an FPS game, much less in VR. But as you, every time you climb up a ladder, or you step into a bad bear trap, or dodge an enemy attack, or just kick some peasant, you will feel this. And these are much more VR friendly because it was designed to be played first person. And you know, does it distract from the immersion when you're suddenly watching some other guy lie on the ground taking a hit and having to stand there and wait for that dude to get back on his feet so you continue playing? Maybe, but instead of, you know, engaging the world around you in VR, like clicking an elevator button or opening a latch, you know, you can do it yourself right in front of your own face now. And even when you go to finish off an enemy on the ground or sneak up on them for a stealth takedown, you kind of enter this weird view where you kind of see a part of your own head. And that doesn't feel great. And since the cutscenes are done in third person too, they kind of stick you in this black void with a giant screen in it, and you watch it play out. So they did their best with that. But it was sort of like, you know, there have been games, that's why I'm more first person than over the shoulder. There have been certain games when you're playing in third person or over the shoulder where your view of what you're aiming at is being blocked by your own self. What? Yeah, you're trying to draw down sights, and as you're looking, your shoulder is in the way. And obviously your shoulder is never going to block your vision in real life, but that's just why I'm not too much of a third person guy. But yes, there are some wonky perspective issues, but everything else is really good. And, you know, reaching down at your belt, pulling up weapons, you kind of feel like kind of a badass gunslinger a little bit as well. And, you know, you have to learn, you might throw the grenade at your own feet. You might grab a knife. It's a grenade, vice versa. Now, this is a really good looking game. I was just talking about the Asgard sequel not being as good looking. This one is a really good looking game. And, you know, in Hollywood, as we know, they just make a new superhero Marvel movie every week because they sell. You know, the public's not burned out on those yet. But we went through a long time where, like, you'd have a movie like Barbie or The Addams Family or The Flintstones or whatever. Like, no one could write anything new. So you think, how much are you going to beat these games like a dead horse? Resident Evil 4, 17 years ago, remake this spring, remake with VR now. Well, the reason is because it's actually good. So you can't just throw it out with the bathwater and just say, well, you know what, it's rigged. No, this one is actually good. A couple of good VR games. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will give away the game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. Rise, Nerd.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it is time to give away a brand new game as we do every show at 40 after the hour. The game is called Destroyer, the U-Boat Hunter. This is a PC game developed by Iron Wolf Studio and published by Datalic. And here is the summary. Destroyer, the U-Boat Hunter, is an innovative cross-genre naval battle simulation and interactive war thriller, which truthfully depicts the struggle of escort groups protecting Allied convoys against German U-boats during the Battle of the Atlantic. Aha. So my question is, and you answer it, second correct answer wins the game. Rick at sportsbyline.com, second correct answer. First, I don't think anybody would try because they'd figure they were too late. And then if I say 17th, that's just too dumb. My question is this a game about naval warfare or is this a game about the Indianapolis 500? Huh? Didn't you just say? I did just say. Yes. So let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com and the second correct winner will win. And it's got a really cool little sonar setup. It's got great graphics as well. It's got a cool little, I almost said stethoscope, periscope. And you think about depth charges. I mean, it's amazing. And then, of course, you have a countermeasure, which isn't really a countermeasure, but you just, if you're in the sub, you release oil to make it look like you blew up underwater. There's all sorts of little things that go into it. But anyway, let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Is this a game about naval warfare or is it about Indianapolis 500? And you will win Destroyer, the U-Boat Hunter for the PC, developed by Iron Wolf Studio and published by Datalic. And by the way, coming up a little bit later in this segment, I will let you know all the new releases this week as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on in and get heard. Questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to get in, y'all. We heard rumors of this, and now we can confirm a video game based on the South Korean Netflix series Squid Game is underway over at Netflix. They announced that on Wednesday. They have yet to provide details, but it says the game will let you compete with other players in the games from the hit series, including Red Light, Green Light, Dalgona, and Glass Bridge. What's that song? I can't imitate the song, or it's going to sound not very PC. And then Dalgona, I think, is when you carve out the, you know, don't get the umbrella. And then, of course, Glass Bridge, you know, one sheet is solid and the other one you'll go through. I got all excited on Netflix. I'm like, because I watched Squid Game and then I watched it again like a year later. It was that good. I really liked it. I really did. And then it's like the new Squid Game. I'm like, whoa, they got it back. And then I'm like, oh, it's a reality show. That was 10 episodes. It should have been half that. But Netflix, not just that, they unveiled that game as part of its 2024 slate, which includes Sonic Mania Plus, which is, of course, Sonic, and a Rebel Moon game based on Zack Snyder's upcoming Netflix movie with the same title. There's also a game based on Money Heist called Money Heist, Ultimate Choice. And Mike Verdu, Netflix's vice president of games, he said in a statement, by year's end, we'll have 86, he means 2024, we'll have 86 games available, all included with every Netflix membership and without ads, in-app purchases, or extra fees. And with nearly 90 more games in development, we're just getting started. and so, you know, it's directed by Hwang Dok-kyuk. Squid Game is one of the most successful projects in the history of Netflix. They say that it raised nearly $1 billion. And so I won't tell you who won season one of Squid Game, the challenge, but they are accepting applications for season two. If you want to join up, so to speak. Now, there was another piece of news that came out this week, which is lame and surprising, and that E3 is canceled permanently. It's like when you go on Yelp, how about this restaurant? Closed forever. What? Permanently. And so, yes, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which was always down in Southern California, and E3 was not just games, but also TVs and audio and all the other gadgets. But on Tuesday, the convention's website carried a simple statement just confirming the event will not continue. It said, quote, after more than two decades of E3, each one bigger than the last, the time has now come to say goodbye. Thanks for the memories. And then it said GGWP, which means good game, well played. Rick, I knew that. Okay. Some people didn't. This goes back to the mid-90s. 95. And at its height, this was the biggest event in the world. And not just Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, but everybody would come. Samsung and all the electronics folks. Tens of thousands of people and gamers would come and queue up for hours. But I sort of liken this to a victim of the pandemic, because in recent years, a lot of people just never came back. And not only that, they would skip it to make their own conventions or announcements. Why should we do this at E3? We'll just have our own event. And, you know, as I said, it was canceled completely in 2020, just like the Game Developers Conference. It went online in 2021. And then last year, they canceled it. And so I thought, okay, 2023, it's back. And it's like, nah, it's gone forever. Now, this last GDC I went to in the spring of this year felt like we were getting back on our horse and we were getting back to the old days. Now, the old days were much more decadent. The old days had huge parties with a lot of good soft shell crab sushi and other beers and such things. They don't spend like they used to, I can tell you that. Dang it. Somebody was asking me the other day, just as an aside, what was the coolest video game event I've gotten to go to? And I've gone to some really cool ones, and there's a lot of swag, but my favorite had to have been this Battle Stations Pacific. And this is about 15 years ago. They picked us up and they took us on a private boat from San Francisco. This is all the media, video game media here in the Bay Area, and took us over to the Hornet in Alameda, mothballed aircraft carrier, and they took over the hangar deck. And on the hangar deck, you could play the game. And then there was beer and food. And then they had a guy who was an 18-year-old helmsman on the ship back in the day. So that was a pretty cool one. But I digress. E3, Egon. And they, as I said, they scrapped it last year, and there was some speculation about the future of this. But they said after more than two decades of serving as a central showcase for the video game industry, ESA has decided to end E3. ESA, by the way, were the organizers. They are the Entertainment Software Association. And they conclude, quote, ESA remains focused on advocating for ESA member companies and the industry workforce who fuel positive cultural and economic impact every day. Which sounds pretty lame, if you ask me. And one more note, Activision Blizzard had to pay a $55 million settlement related to pay inequality at the company. About $45 million of that will go into a fund to compensate workers. And this goes back to the reports of a toxic workplace. And there were a lot of people that, you know, there was a campaign to get rid of CEO Bobby Kotick. He was accused of not doing enough. And, you know, this is after Microsoft finally got their purchase of Blizzard to go through, but they know how to fork out. All right, let's look at some of the upcoming games. Terra Nil, The Wasteland. This is for the Switch. Buccaneer for the PC. Great Naval Battles, The Final Fury. Hey, I was talking about that. On the PC. Loot River, PS4 and PS5. Fantasy Memorial Set, and that's SIE. Fantasy Memorial Set for the PC. Prophecy of the Shadow for the PC. War Game Construction Set for the PC. Rogue Justice 84 on all the big boy systems except the PC. Liminal Phase on the PC. Looks kind of creepy. 3 minutes to eight shows a guy's head exploding like scanners. All the big systems except the PC. Help Wanted 2, that is Five Nights at Freddy's. That's PS5 game. Burn, this is a Microsoft game for the X and the S, the One and the PC. PS5, C Smash, VRS. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile for your phones. Android and iOS. Candlelight Lament for the PC. Capital Command for the PC as well. And Captain Toonhead versus the Punks from Outer Space for the PS4. I like that. They made a game just for the PS4. It's still going, baby. PlayStation 4, it just does everything. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027.
That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. We're going to close out things in our customary fashion by going to a classic cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Samantha. Love the lady gamers as well. It's something about video games. You know, people think it transcends all aspects of society and all walks of life and gender and all that, and I love it. Anyway, Samantha asks, Rick, playing the PS2 Max Payne, how do I get unlimited bullets? Well, it's not unlimited bullets. I think what you mean is unlimited bullet time. And bullet time is a very noteworthy asset in the original Max Payne on the PS2, but you can only use so much of it in a shootout unless you can cheat. Oh. And to unlock unlimited bullet time, pause the game and enter L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, triangle. Once again, pause the game and enter L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, triangle. Unpause it. You'll have all the bullet time in the world. Now, sometimes people ask me, like, do you feel bad giving out cheat codes? Cheat codes, like these games are for entertainment purposes. If you're playing against a real person and cheating, that stinks. But if you're playing by yourself and it gives you more fun, then you should cheat all you want. It's an entertainment thing, right? I think I got that morally correct, I think. Okay. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week right here on Sports Byline USA.